Please light up. It's 11 after 11 with Brett Mack here at 3BA's Ballarat today. Thanks to Ryan's IGA and Open and Closed Solutions. I'll tell you what, there's something in the water in Ballarat when it comes to great and emerging authors. And we're going to meet another one of them this morning. His crime thriller has just dropped. It's called A Murder of Crows. As we welcome to the studio for the first time, it's Digby Stevens. Digby, good morning to you.
Good morning, Brett.
Congratulations, mate. Very well, thank you. You've got your book in front of you there with a very local landmark on front of it. What's it like to see your name in print on the front cover?
It's scary.
Scary, yeah.
I guess it puts a bit of pressure on you to come up to some sort of mark. But it's also thrilling as well.
Yeah. Let's go back in time. You were an art teacher. When did you realise you're actually pretty good at this writing thing as well?
I didn't really realise that I was. I just had an idea in my head and started writing. I enjoyed it. So that was part of the process. I enjoy the ideas. I enjoy the idea of actually moving things around and manipulating things,
yeah,
and trying to create tension and release. That's the main thing.
What about the crime thriller genre? Was that always going to be what you would write about?
Yeah, I've always been a fan of Raymond Chandler, Ian Rankin. I've got stacks of TV series on DVD, Wire in the Blood, you name it, I got the whole lot. I watch them and I soak it all in.
Mm.
And then whatever comes out.
And when you're writing a story like A Murder of Crows, does the storyline flip and flop as you're writing it, or are you very certain on where you're headed?
I think you sort of have a conclusion in mind, but it grows. It's organic. It really is. I sketch it out. I set myself 50 chapters as a maximum. Some of them are quite short, some are longer. And by sketching out the idea and then trying to put the tension ones and then the breaks and things like that. So you have to put in some area. You can't be constantly killing people. People probably get sick of that. So you're putting in a lot of stuff. I put in a lot of Ballarat stuff, but I'm trying to think international audience in thinking in big terms.
Yeah.
So I name streets and places, but I also try to make it general enough for people to believe it could be in their own hometown.
Now, this story, Digby, is set against the backdrop of the Royal Commission into Sexual Abuse. Of course, Ballarat, unfortunately, was very much front and centre there.
Yes. Yeah.
And it kind of ties in with the school that you worked at before you retired, which you were quite surprised to know also had a dark past.
Yes, unfortunately, too many of the schools and institutions around Ballarat were heavily touched by this sort of cancer that went through the town. And I found it was, you come to tears sometimes when you're writing or thinking about the people who are involved. I mean, I'm fictionalising a real event, and I'm trying to be sensitive to the fact that there are good people on both sides. There are still good people in the church. But there are a lot of survivors out there who suffered and struggled, and I'm not trying to trivialise that in any way. I don't want it to. It's not the idea of, oh, I'll use this to write a good story and get rich. You know, the idea is to try to sensitively, hopefully, highlight what has happened and make people think about some of the alternatives of what if things had been different as well.
Digby, the other interesting part of your yarn is that it charts the rampage of a killer determined to set the record straight. So a bit of a vigilante thing going on here. And you're asking the reader to essentially back the bad guy.
That's the whole part of the story, to create attention. One of the best books that I've ever read, because I've done a lot of reading on how to write, because I'm not naturally a writer, Stephen King, the horror thriller writer, wrote a book called On Writing, and I would recommend it for any writer. And he has all these tips. One of the tips that he gave out, and which I will use in my second book, is kill your darlings. create...
Kill your darlings.
Yeah.
So what, the people that the readers fall in love with?
Yeah, you create characters that people think, that's a really nice guy. So if something happens to him, you go, oh, why'd you do that?
And you have to keep reading.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, great, great.
I had a couple of friends who've read the book and they've said it was a page turner, which to me seems it's got a sort of an energy that goes through it.
Yeah, good feedback. Whenever I get an author behind the mic, Digby, I always ask this question. How did you get published? I just hear time and time again, it is so difficult. Mm. How did you do it?
I have probably the same story that a lot of people would say. I couldn't find, you can't get your foot in the door of a big company. So you write your book and you end up hoping that the publisher you've chosen is a good one. And unfortunately, I chose one that was in England called Austin Macaulay. And unfortunately, all they do is they make money. They don't really publish books or anything like that. Then
almost a scam, you suggest?
It's almost like that because they're just out to take $5,000 or so out of your pocket.
Yeah.
And you get a couple of copies of a book that you then have to do what? You know, what, stand on a street corner or something.
Yeah.
I also got caught up with, I don't know if I should mention the name, but a local company.
Yes, I'm aware of what you're talking about there.
Yeah,
that was really sad. Actually, I know a lot of people did some dough there. So, Digby, the fact that you're sitting here published today is outstanding. The other exciting part about Murder of Crows, of course, you can get it online and for your Kindle, but you can get hard copies at an actual bookshop or two in town.
I've had two bookshops, Collins and Everybody Knows Books, who've been really nice about taking them on consignment. And that means basically that you hand them the book and you get paid when they sell them. And that's, look, it's better than nothing. And those people are all, they're really supportive. So I can't complain.
Book number two, we're expecting around Christmas time,
I'm hoping,
think?
For Christmas, yeah.
And there's a third instalment already in the making.
That's a continuation of book two. That's a whole investigation again for Jack.
And again, set around our city?
Yep.
Yeah.
And there's another standalone already written, which is set in Apollo Bay. And there's lots of ideas floating around, ready to go.
Book upon book upon book. You're going to see this man's name often, I reckon. Digby Stevens, A Murder of Crows. If you like crime thrillers, it is available right now. Digby, great to get you behind the mic on Ballarat today. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.